As we head into the final stretch of the Oscar game, you see a lot of people believing they have the race all figured out. But all you have to do is look at the shortlists to see how unpredictable the race can still be. That is never more true than in the Best Actress race. There are some names that are rising in the last act that may or may not make the cut. But before we get there, let's look at a stat. Since 1994, no Best Actress winner has won without both a Globe and a SAG nomination. That means our winner is going to be someone on this list, most likely. Cate Blanchett, Tar Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere Olivia Colman, Empire of Light Viola Davis, The Woman King Margot Robbie, Babylon Ana de Armas, Blonde Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans Anya Taylor-Joy, The Menu Emma Thompson, Good Luck to You, Leo Grande Leslie Manville, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Might someone not on this list get in for nominations? Absolutely. But the winner is most likely, with a 99% chance, on this list. That gives us a good starting point. The Best Actress nominees are not usually tied to Best Picture the same way Best Actor usually is. The winner can often be from a Best Picture nominee, but isn't always. It helps because with the expanded ballot, voters like to spread the wealth among the 10 Best Picture contenders. If they really like a movie, like The Favorite, and it isn't going to win anything else, it might just take Best Actress, as Olivia Colman did, beating Glenn Close for The Wife, which did not have a Best Picture nomination. Best Actress has won with Best Picture just once in the era of the expanded ballot, Frances McDormand for Nomadland. By contrast, Best Actor has won with Best Picture twice, The King's Speech and The Artist, but then never again. Voters spread the wealth with the big prizes, which is why films don't sweep anymore. Should the Academy shrink Best Picture down to 5, which they should absolutely do if they want to save themselves, then we'll see sweeps again, with one movie winning all of the major awards. In the era of the expanded ballot, between 2009 to 2021, 8 times did the Best Actress winner come from a Best Picture nominee, or winner. 5 times the Best Actress winner did not come from a Best Picture nominee, or winner. For Best Actor 12 times the Best Actor winner came from a Best Picture nominee, or winner, and only one time came from a non-Best Picture nominee, Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart. The reason there is such a strong disconnect is simply that films have traditionally revolved around the central male hero. And probably will again once voters stop voting like they're making a hostage video. Their natural inclination tends to be, just as box office tends to be, stronger with a film about a boy or a man. Our potential Best Picture nominees this year are a mix, I'd say, of women and men. Everything Everywhere All at Once female lead. The Fabelmans male lead Banshees of Inisherin male lead Avatar, The Way of Water male lead, Ish Top Gun, Maverick male lead Women Talking female lead Tar female lead Elvis male lead Babylon female lead All Quiet on the Western Front male lead The Woman King female lead Glass Onion male lead RRR male lead Till female lead She Said female lead Nope male lead Bardo male lead. For the past 2 years, women-led films have won Best Picture, though that breaks with the trend of the opposite being true. The question is, will this be a year with another female-led film winning? And is that film going to be Everything, Everywhere All at Once, and if so, does Michelle Yeoh also win, matching Nomadland? Usually, a Best Actress winner either wins for the movie, or she wins because voters like her, they really like her. Jessica Chastain won last year because it was her time. She won the same way Julianne Moore won for Still Alice, or Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. When it's time, it's time. But that is usually more about the actress herself than the role. Not always, though. When Brie Larson won for Room, or Jennifer Lawrence won for Silver Linings Playbook, a lot of that was due to how much people loved those movies, and loved those characters. In Larson's case, she wasn't that well known. What usually has to happen if the actress is not known to voters is that the publicist has to squire them around from party to party, late-night talk shows, magazine covers, etc. They have to be everywhere all at once. That was certainly Marion Cotillard the year she won for La Vie en Rose. So much of what drove that win was seeing how she really looked compared to how she looked while playing Edith Piaf. If they win for the movie, that usually means the movie isn't going to win. If The Fabelmans is the Best Picture winner, then that means Michelle Yeoh or Cate Blanchett will likely win BA. If another movie wins Best Picture, like The Banshees of Inisherin, then Michelle Williams could be the big win for The Fabelmans. That Everything, Everywhere missed out on makeup and visual effects on the shortlists could mean it doesn't have as much broad support throughout the Academy as some thought it might have had. But that doesn't necessarily mean it can't win Best Picture. We measure best actress by three things. Likeability of actress, likeability of role, likeability of movie. Ideally, you have all three, but it's not 100% necessary, if the actress is beloved enough to pull in a win, like Jessica Chastain last year. The frontrunners. Kate Blanchett in Tar. What's remarkable about this performance is how much information Blanchett has packed into the brain of her character. You'd never know she wasn't a world-class conductor from the film's opening monologue. Field uses that monologue to show how in her own head she is, and in a way, how out of touch she is with everything else. She has insulated herself in her work. She is comfortable with her place in culture and in her industry, and then of course, it all collapses. Blanchett is, as usual, just brilliant in scene after scene watching this powerful person take a fall. This would be her third Oscar win, and second Best Actress win. Likeability of actress, check. Role in movie still up in the air. Michelle Yeoh in Everything, Everywhere All at Once. Plays a woman whose life has mostly passed her by. She gets another chance to relive various dreams she had once via the multiverse. Through the adventure, the central storyline is her strained relationship with her daughter. Yeoh brings her experience as a martial artist to help create a character whose life is suddenly and perhaps miraculously upended. A win for her would be a win for the film, but also to pay tribute to a long and fruitful career. Likeability of actress, check. Role in movie still up in the air. Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans. It's quite a feat to bring Steven Spielberg's legendary mother to life. To do this, Williams completely disappears in the role. She plays a woman who never really outgrew her childhood but seemed to always be in a kind of a dream state. She was born out of time, probably meant for a different era when women weren't necessarily supposed to stay home and raise kids. Williams plays her as though she's acting in her own fairy tale. It's heartbreaking and beautiful. Likeability of actress, check. Likeability of role, no doubt. Likeability of movie, probably, the contenders. Olivia Colman, The Empire of Light. It seems that every time Colman takes on a role she outdoes her last performance. That is certainly true of her brilliant work as a woman grappling with serious mental health issues while working at a movie theater. It might be true that Sam Mendes tries to tell too many stories in Empire of Light. It wrestles with being a coming-of-age film about someone who discovers movies and the story of a woman whose life is ultimately saved by them. His heart seems torn between these two. Each could be their own separate movie. Colman is great at keeping her emotions simmering just beneath the surface until they finally explode. Likeability of actress, check. Of role? Probably. Of movie? Not yet known. Danielle Deadwyler, Till. To date, only one black actress has won Best Actress in all 95 years of Oscar history. That remains, for the virtue-signaling crowd, quite the stat. History will be made. It is just a matter of when. Without a Globe nomination, Deadwyler's chances to win put her in the longer shot territory. But we've seen stats broken too. She is masterful in the role, showing her gradual evolution from grieving mother to activist. It's the kind of role that anyone can connect with and relate to, which means she has a very good chance of getting in for a nomination, at least. Margot Robbie, Babylon. The It Girl plays the It Girl in Damien Chazelle's Wild Ride, Babylon. Robbie has the kind of face audiences just want to stare at because she is so beautiful. She continually wants to prove that she is more than a pretty face and tends to dive into roles that disrupt that veneer. This role is certainly at the top of that list in terms of everything she does in this movie, from grabbing a rattlesnake and then running around in circles with the snake dangling from her neck to projectile vomiting in the face of, I think, William Randolph Hearst. Crazy-eyed, unpredictable and sometimes really funny, it is a strange performance. It's hard to know what voters will make of the movie or the performance, but Babylon did quite well on the shortlists, which seems to indicate broad support. She is the kind of star you want at your show, too, so that helps. Ana de Armas, Blonde. Speaking of stars you want at your show, de Armas is another It Girl, who plays another It Girl, Marilyn Monroe. If Elvis and Marilyn walk into the Dolby, that would be an echo of our past like no other. Like Babylon, it's a role that takes courage. She did not flinch playing the roughest scenes. It's hard to know what voter will make of it, but so far she seems to be picking up steam. Viola Davis, The Woman King. With a Globe nomination under her belt, Davis is well positioned to get in the race. It would help if The Woman King overall was landing here or there. It landed on the shortlist only in original score, where it might have gotten in for hairstyling and makeup. Maybe that matters, maybe it doesn't. Davis is a powerhouse in the role of Warrior. She is beyond overdue for a lead actress Oscar, as the only woman to have won the SAG twice, only to lose the Oscar to an actress winning her third. Is this finally the movie to bring it in? Longer Shots, Anya Taylor-Joy, The Menu, Emma Thompson, Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, Leslie Manville, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, Rooney Mara, Women Talking, Zoe Kazan, she said. Charts. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.